Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, he's the cyber king of small business. Search Google for small business expert, and he's tops on the list.
I guess that makes you number one.
He's number one on Google and number one in our hearts.
Aww.
He's Jim Blasingame, the small business advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm glad you're here. And we got a new friend with us, folks. Dr. Rob Smith is here. Rob is the Chief Technology Officer at Boxor LTD. He's joining us all the way from London, England. He's a research fellow at the University College in London, and just all kinds of credentials. He's been dealing with a high end of technology, the leading edge of technology, for several decades, and he's written a book that I am really excited about, and I want you to know about. It's called Rage Inside the Machine, the Prejudice of Algorithms, and How to Stop the Internet from Making Bigots of Us All. Folks, you've heard this before. This is just going to be a different take and a lot better one than we've had around here, and I'm looking forward to hearing what he has to say. Rob Smith, welcome to the show. Are you there, Rob?
Yep, I'm here. Can you hear me?
There you go. Welcome to the show, Rob.
Nice to be here. Thank you.
It's good to have you here. So, Rob, one of the things that's happening to us is we're being seduced. I keep pointing out to people that you and I are the same protoplasm as Hammurabi, Moses, Abraham, and Abraham Lincoln. We're the same protoplasm as all those people. And our children and grandchildren who are going to inherit this digital quantum world, they're going to be the exact same DNA protoplasm as we are. But yet our world, the world around us is changing. And to some degree, it's not just changing us, it's the world is seducing us. What do you think?
I agree with you. And, my main emphasis, I suppose, is that there's a history that starts at least a couple of hundred years ago where we start thinking of people as analogous to machines, in effect. And there are profound differences between people and machines. Machines are very valuable. Computation is very valuable. And what we now call artificial intelligence, in quotes, is very valuable. However, human intelligence is profoundly different. And I think it's very important for people to start understanding what those differences are. Because we are being seduced into the idea that machines are as smart, are smarter than we are. And in fact, if we could call into question what the word smart is being used for there, because machines certainly do big calculations much faster than we do. But we really don't do big calculations in most of our thinking. We do something far more subtle and actually a bit more interesting. We need to appreciate human intelligence in a new light. And I think actually we're coming to a point where we can now.
Well, I think that's a really important way to think about it. And the other thing is, one of the things I'd remind people about, if you've ever talked to a big tech company and with a problem or a complaint or something like that, you know what they come back at you with, right? Well, the algorithms did it.
Yeah.
Telling you, that's what they'll say. Well, it's an algorithm. We have no control over that. And I point out, I say, you know what? No algorithm gave birth to itself. No algorithm set itself up and popped itself on the backside and said, now go to work. Some human being did that. So don't tell me it's the algorithms. What do you think?
Sure, I agree with you. I do think it's possible for algorithms to have what I would call emergent effects, for them to do things that we didn't expect them to do. But we can have an understanding of where they start. And where they start is with the idea of simplifying complex things around them, generalizing about them, categorizing the things that they deal with, and then proceeding with the actions that they take. That's fine. That's a chain of reasoning that people do as well. However, the simplifications, generalizations, and categorizations of algorithms, when pointed at people, can be really quite crass. And this is the reason that in human decision processes, we have considered and deliberative processes like juries, for instance.
Mm-hmm.
That those considered and deliberative processes are very human and very different from machine processes. When we let machines make decision chains on their own, the kind of simplifications and generalizations and categorizations they make are going to be quite crass.
Without any nod to the human factor, the nuances and the granularity of the human factor. Rob, hold on to that thought. Dr. Rob's Smith, ladies and gentlemen, is here. His new book is called Rage Inside the Machine. This is an important book, and you heard it from me first. You're going to want to have this book. I promise you, you'll thank me later. 20 Tail, right back with Dr. Rob Smith. More to come on this after the break. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.